Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Yes. Oh, let's see. There we go. Hour number 3. Holy smokes. Hey, Wow. If you've missed any of today's show, I do hope you'll go back. I've got it all recorded on audio in separate hours, so you can do that. Just go to the listen. Go to chosengenerationradio.com, click on listen, and all of our shows now, I'm putting them up each hour so you can listen to each one. First hour today, we talked about what's really going on in Nigeria. Christian genocide is happening in Nigeria. We exposed what Islam is and why Nigeria is so critically important to them, why they want to take it over, and what they're going to do if they do take it over. It's folks, I'm telling you, I had pastors on from Nigeria today. I had a journalistic reporter live from Nigeria today. This is a serious issue, and it's the reason why America must be on the national stage. Then we followed that up in hour number two. We talked with the masked man. He's a former wrestler from the WWF, and we had a great conversation with Dr. Chris Whaley, and visiting with him, the Masked Saint was his wrestling name. But we talked about fatherhood, and we just had a great time with Tressa Michener. Her story is incredible. Incredible, and just really encourage you to check it out. All right, I want to welcome my next guest to the program. What was this? Cabrillo? No, I'm not doing that. Don't even know how that ended up being the deal. All right, that was odd. I jumped into somebody else's calendar, and I don't know how we managed to do that. Anyway, okay, I want to welcome my next guest to the program. He's here with me on a regular basis on Fridays. Used to be the opening act of the show, but then we changed our times, and I don't know, he just doesn't like to get up quite that early.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. I want to welcome to the program my very dear friend, Mr. Don Jans. Don, welcome. Great to have you.
Great to be here. Great to be in some sunshine. We are having our June gloom. It is thick. It is real.
Wow. Wow. So it's hot there.
No.
No.
June gloom is where we have overcast.
So it's a long time in between sunshine.
Long time in between sunshine. So I'm reveling in your energy and your sunshine this morning.
Well, it's all glory to God. All glory to God. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right.
Then let's give him praise.
You know what? And you know, I know we want to talk about needing to be resilient. And really, where does resiliency come from, right? I mean, there's only really one source that's going to allow us and give us the strength that we need to overcome what we're facing.
It's only one.
And